Blog Talk Radio.
Sound Health Options Happy Hour with Richard Talk to Me Guy and Sherry Edwards. Good evening, Sherry. Whoops. Oh, it didn't unmute you. I'm talking to there you are now. Now, good evening, Sherry.
Good evening. I heard, Richard, and I know you're in California, that it's 108 degrees there. This is October.
Yeah, I know. Where I am, it's only 98. But inland from here, east of here, I believe it's quite hot today. And yesterday it was in the 80s.
And that somebody accidentally drained a big lake of water near you? What's with that?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I'm mystified by the whole, you know... We seem to be so busy worrying about, Hillary's email that we can't pay attention to anything about, like, 60% of our water use going to lawns, the fact that we're in severe drought conditions and there's no actual severe action being taken, like, no, you don't get to use, you know, any kind of schedule, or I'm mystified. Yes, there was a lake that was drained, tens of thousands of gallons were lost. Because it was diverted, and it was sort of an oops. Oh, we didn't mean to do that, but you know, it's done.
Do you ever want to know the truth when people say things like that? Do you want to know who was responsible, what they were thinking? Is that
I'd like to know if they were. I'd like to know if they were thinking. Yes, I would.
Well, we are going to be talking about that this evening on the show. We're going to be doing the good, the bad with Nano Voice. And if we can get recordings of the things that people want to know about, if they are public persons, now we're not going to tell you whether or not your husband's cheating. That's not a public person. But we can show you how to tell what is going on. So one of the things that we want to do is share with you some things that are easily learned. One of them is happy hour that we're doing this evening, and we're going to be taking the Nano Voice, nanovoice.org, which is on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. This is Sound Health Radio, and we want to share with you how to tell who's really responsible and what they're trying to do. So we bring you three shows. Happy Hour is usually about doing an audience participation demo. We may have time to get to that. Direction for Truth is where we look at other people's issues. And we're going to sort of combine that, because if you are going into business with someone, a partnership, maybe a relationship, you can ask some strategic questions and find out where they're coming from. So this is like a lot of secret messaging that's going over this week. Richard, what do you think about Nano Voice now that you've been around it for a year or so?
I'm a big fan of Nano Voice. I think it still shocks me every time we talk about Nano Voice that Nano Voice is free. And there's no spam attached. It's really a free app that Sherry gives away because she's not quite correct in the head. I'm not sure. It really does amaze me, because once you start, at first when you get Nano Voice, you think, oh, really, what can I do with this? But once you watch some demos, I think there's a demo on Sound Health Options where Sherry, you know, runs you through like she'll do today with using you, demo, showing you how Nano Voice can be used. That it's really quite amazing how much information you can gather, whether it's for looking at whether people are lying or what they're, you know, thinking while they're lying. I'll get off the lying thing. Or, you know, testing your voice before you eat a food and what it looks like after you eat that food. I mean, it's an amazing app just to have around and use for free.
I'm doing it, and people don't quite believe it, but I'm doing it because I want people to know the truth so that they can make valid decisions and quit being manipulated by people who just totally lie and they say, oh, is that really what I said? Oh, I don't think I said that. It just is crazy what's going on. So we are bringing you a combination tonight of Happy Hour, doing demos with Nano, and looking at people who may not be public figures or movie stars or whatever, but everyday people, so that you can look at what's going on in your life. I want to remind people that we do have two videos, and if they would like to pull these videos off and sell them, we want you to do that. If you want to give them away to your local church or YMCA or whatever, because this shows some of the things that can be done with vocal analysis, and Nano Voice is part of that. So on there, you'll see two different kinds of vocal prints: the Nano Voice that we're going to be doing this evening, and then Frequency Domain. With Frequency Domain, we look at health issues, and that's what we usually do on Happy Hour. We're going to be doing, I think, teeth our next Happy Hour, so if any of you have questions about that. But we're going to be doing the Nano Voice because we think the state of your health can be found in the sound of your voice. And not only your physical health, but your mental health as well. We believe that whoever controls information controls many lives and much of life. Have you used Nano Voice at all to check people out, Richard, or you just take them at their word?
I rarely take them at their word because I'm suspicious by nature, so there's that as a foundation. I do occasionally. I've used it a lot more for myself in the sense of looking at my voice, taking a standard print of my voice, which for people that don't know, that just means a vocal recording in Nano Voice, and then eating a food and waiting 15 or 20 minutes and then having another intake of my voice, another recording of my voice run through, and seeing if there's shifts in my vocal print to see if there's like, oh, maybe that's not so good, or maybe that's why I feel this way, or just, you know, like monitoring diet. It's a handy tool for that. I do listen to some people and I think, yeah, I don't know, and then I running through Nano Voice, and then I get slightly confused.
Okay. Well, it probably means that the person talking is slightly confused. So that's a good way to be. What you want is balance. So let's talk a little bit about Nano Voice and what we really want. Nano, N-A-N-O, voice means small, or looking at the voice in a very small way. We have done many Nano Voice like programs that people want to look at. There, I'm getting them. We have the compatibility compass, and this tells you what you are looking for in a relationship, and then compatibility pathway, and that tells you how you're doing in a relationship. Leading the way, a good or a bad leader, or if you want to be a leader, or who would be a good leader in your group. We ought to get the court system to do this. And we talked a little bit about the court system in that looking at humans, there's greed and there's power. And the greed is what's created our economic system. The power is what created our court system, where there are two sides, at least two sides to everything. And so looking at Nano Voice, we can see who's lying on which side. And sometimes you look at it and the people think they are telling the truth, and they are just out and out, blatant out of it. Here's one that I just did before we came on the air, And this is Obama talking to somebody about the war and what he wanted to do about the war. And what we're going to learn this evening is what all of these columns mean. This is called a columnar view. And what all of these colors mean. What does a red color mean? Well, we're going to be looking at F to B, and this is a sample of someone's voice that the computer has divided up into musical notes. You know that the note of 440 is A. There's tuning forks. You bong on something and you hold it up to your ear and you can hear the sound. Well, this is just a way that humans had of organizing the information. So F sharp to B, we've done tests, and we find out that that's the right brain, the creative, the holistic, the tell everything kind of person. And then you have C to F, and that is the left brain, logical, linear, all in their head. Red is action and in your head. So this person who's talking happens to be Obama, and he is a bit confused. He doesn't know whether he needs to be reactive and do something or stay in his head with the facts. When you look at what's missing here, D sharp. And D sharp is an information broker. And this is a TV interview, and it's almost missing. So he doesn't really see this as an interview, probably sees this as a way to deliver information that he wants to do, almost as if he is interviewing the other person. We have some of this behind the scenes here. I hope it doesn't pop up and begin the commercials again like it did right before the show. And you'll see the middle of this is missing. Very high here on C sharp, and we're going to give you a chart that tells you what C sharp means. You see all the energy is running down. All of that mental yellow energy is running down. All of this action energy is running down into this F and F sharp. And what's missing? Somebody's got their mic open. Would you please shut it? Hello? Please shut
your
mic.
John Suzuki, please mute your mic.
John.
John Suzuki.
Mic,
John. He doesn't know it. I don't think he can hear us. You'll have to mute him.
Oh, good grief. John, you're... Mic popped open and it was very noisy and distracting. So could you please watch that? I don't know why it tends to pop open for some people, but it does. Okay, back to task here about what you can tell in someone's voice. All the energy is draining out into F and F sharp. And this is a balance between perception, mental, and action. And the action here is B. And you'll learn today that B can either be a martyr, I will give everything for my country, like Gaddafi, or Salvador Dali, a very creative person. There's a good and bad to each of these as we look at them. So we're going to go through and check out what's really going on with some of these programs. We have learned that people with similar personalities, perceptions, and motives have similar, if not identical, vocal anomalies. And a vocal anomaly is like a sour note in a song. So we can look at that and see what's going on. When you look at this on a spectrograph, and this says, get my voice print while this is going on, just up and down, and it really doesn't tell you anything, so we have created a way to look at this in a graph. Now, this, I don't know if this was done on Audacity, but that's one of the programs that we use. There's several voice sampling programs out there. We don't mind which you use, as long as you record it at 32K 16-bit mono. And there is a textbook that shows you, see if it's under here, a textbook that shows you how to do all of this. And it's under downloads, under radiation software. And this is for easy, free download. And there is a textbook here. It's blue and yellow, and it will give you all the instructions for everything that we are doing this evening. So we take this vocal print, and we begin to put it in categories. We begin to see how many D sharps was said, a lot, because that's the highest. How many A's were said? Well, none. Was it zero? Well, a couple little up here that practically didn't show at all. And we want to bring balance back to this person. Now, if we begin to look at this in left brain convention, left brain means what you see is what you get. And A is missing. So we would want to give this person more of A to see what would happen. In this case, this is John Butler from the local film department. A didn't work. We had to give him what he had too much of. We had to give him D sharp. William Tell Overture might be a lot of D sharp notes. So what happened when we begin to look at what we were doing and looking at the note of A here as blue violet and looking at the note of orange here as D sharp? They are opposite each other by light, and just as they are opposite by light and color, they are opposite by frequencies. So we have stumbled upon a way to look at too much D sharp, and if they are a right-brained person, give them D sharp, like homeopathy, and if they are a person who is conventional and left-brained, we're going to give them what they have missing, the note of A. Exact opposites. So this idea that we have brought in, that just as color opposites, there are numeric opposites. If I said to you, well, 6 is the opposite of 23, you would just be flabbergasted by that. Actually, 8 is the opposite of 23. When we look at all of this. So we gave John the D sharp, and it created coherence in his voice. And the idea is the more coherence, the more health you have. So we go through our vocal prints looking for how to cause coherence in the voice. Why would we do that? Well, here's a very easy one. A sharp, this is, stands for spirituality, and I'll put a chart up for you so you, on our, I think it's already there, on our website. All the charts and stuff I use, you are welcome to copies of it. Just write to me at Sherry, S-H-A-R-R-Y, Edwards, at gmail.com. So E is words. It's actually expression of air, expression of physical, wet, moist tissues, like the mouth, the tongue, the vaginal area, E and A sharp. Words, wet, moist, epithelial tissue, A sharp, expression of spirit. And when those two do not match, if there is an issue of truth, you can't say, well, I once had a dog named Current, you know, and you don't have anything invested in it emotionally, it's not going to show up. But this happens to be Janet Napolitano, who used to be the head of Homeland Security. And almost everything that came out of her mouth was so unbalanced by this. Look at this. Very tall A sharp and hardly anything else. That in itself instantly tells you there's unbalance in this voice. This is Obama. a few years ago talking about everybody has to get shots, these flu shots. They're great for everybody. But then, I don't remember, John Stossel, I think, was talking to him. And then they asked him, well, what about shots for your family? Ah, here it is. This C, which is ego, and C sharp, which is justice, went way down. It's okay for you guys to have the shots. And concern, G sharp and A, this is physical concern, shot way up. You can see that this is just unbalanced. It doesn't have, you don't have to be able to read, although, I should say that in a different way. You don't have to read these charts because you can poke a button and it will read it for you and give you a printout. But isn't it easy to see that this is unbalanced? Obama is saying he's physically concerned for his family getting shot, but not so concerned about you. Now, how did we do this? Well, we took a bunch of people that we knew were lying, and we looked at what was the same. And G, G sharp is physical, physical concern, and A sharp is spiritual concern. We have one that shows Bush saying that he wasn't concerned at all when that shoe was thrown at him. And absolutely, it looked just like Obama's here, where he was truly concerned about his physical environment. So you can see from the charts what each of these notes mean. And this chart is in the same place under downloads, under radiation, on our site, soundhealthoptions.com. And I'm repeating myself here because we plan to use this as an introduction to some samples of what's going on with people's lives. We do have some new tutorials, and Jeff, if you would put those links to all those new tutorials in the chat, that would be wonderful, because we're going to talk about that just a little bit, because some of the charts that you created I think are great for people to use and study. So as we look at these charts to see what's going on, we could go up here and we could look at Phelps, the guy that was an Olympic swimmer, and he was caught with a bong, even pictures here. Is he unbalanced? Yes, the colors are unbalanced. The height of each of the columns are unbalanced. He was unbalanced about being caught and having to talk about it. So what was he unbalanced about? Would you turn off the light so I can see this better? I'm struggling to see this board. Over there by the door. Ah, there I can see it. Say F sharp. F sharp stands for being able to have an idea and carry it through to fruition. Now, his is red, action. He is reacting to something that somebody is telling him. His blue, personal emotions are involved about halfway up. This is fairness and just, and what he's really thinking here is, I don't have an answer to explain myself, but I think I was right in having some privacy, and you guys just need to back off. But he's not sure how he feels. See all of the unbalance? That's the first step. You want to look at balance in colors. You want to look at balance in columns, how big or little they are. Here is Chris Bale, Christian Bale, who starred in, I can't remember, Batman or something, and it was in the news that some photographer on the set had walked in front of his lighting, and he let loose on that photographer for about 3 minutes. Here is the link. I don't play it because it has the F word in there 53 times, and I just thought that that isn't appropriate to play, if we're going to redo this. So I'm going to put this in the chat for everybody. So we see that, is he balanced? It's pretty balanced. Red is pretty balanced. Now the blue comes down and stops at G. Physical issues. There is no blue emotions in spiritual issues. So you see the blue kind of petering out there. But we look at blue in C, which is ego. Emotional ego doing something that's good for the future. Doing something good for the future that is fair. Doing something good for the future, D, to help other people. So you can go right down through these charts that we looked at. And you can match up what's going on. Now, if there was a photographer, and you can answer this, Richard, or anybody can answer it in chat. If there was a photographer that walked in front of lights on a set and somebody got upset about it, what color would the voice be? What color would these columns be?
I would think that it would be more red and, you know, fiery reactive.
Yes, absolutely right. So what does that tell you about his 3-minute tirade?
He's an actor.
Absolutely. It was an act. It was a publicity stunt.
Yeah.
And Teresa says on chat, Red, you're absolutely right. Reactive. And this can be reactive with judgment or training. So it can be a fireman. It can be, I always use Archie Bunker, but, you know, that's getting a little old because nobody, seldom do people remember All in the Family. But Archie Bunker was a redneck, blue-collar worker who made statements about other people without thinking about them. He judged them because of the color of their skin or what they thought or where they worked or who their mother was. But there's a good side of that. Archie Bunker was a taker on the surface, but probably a giver underneath. Now, somebody else that's judgmental like that and reactive is Santa Claus. He's judgmental, keeping a list of who's naughty or nice. So the idea of Santa being all loving, all giving, red, you can remember Santa's suit. Firemen respond without thinking about something for their own lives, only thinking about other people. So you have the good and the bad of each of these. So let's look at what some of these columns mean. A sharp, way too high. E, F, and A sharp, or F sharp here, missing. C, missing. Lack of ego. This means lack of self-ego. This means, this is not Janet Napolitano's words. It's somebody else's words. She's saying, we all got to get these flu shots or we're going to die. Was it true? Absolutely not. I keep this because in 2009, it was one of the easiest flu seasons ever. The National Vaccine Information Center, Barbara Lowe Fisher, came out and said on, I think, October 23rd, that this is going to be the lightest flu season ever. The next day, on the 24th, Obama and Janet Napolitano and other people came out and said, you have to get the shots. Absolutely, you have to get the shots. Well, the American people weren't dumb enough. Obama said it was an emergency, and people had to get these shots, and people all over the country refused because, one, it was causing miscarriages. People were dying. A group of nuns refused because several of them died. They knew that the government was not telling them the truth. This is your way of looking at who is telling you the truth. So here is the head of Homeland Security saying, you have to have these shots. Everybody has to have these shots. We're all going to die. Is it true? Do I run right out and get my shot? Looking at this, absolutely not, because she's telling a big fat fib. A sharp, very high. Spirituality for a reason. This is also management. A and A sharp is management and spirituality. So management for a long-term reason, using information that's not her own idea. There's none of her ego involved. There are none of her own words in E involved. It's just for a useful purpose down the road. Is this like a farmer that's going to produce a crop? Or is this like a con man that's trying to do you in? I think it's a con man. Can you see how to put those pieces together, Richard?
That it's a con man? Well, it's a ginormous hole in the middle. There's no, if based on what you were talking about earlier, it just seems like they're blowing smoke. There's, you know, highs on the right. It's all on the right. There's like not much there.
It's not her words. It's not her ego. It's not from her emotions. Somebody told her to say it and convinced her that it was good for management of the people. Can you see this as the incredible tool that it is for us to manage the government instead of them managing us? And this is the note correlate chart that tells you what each of these notes mean. We looked at no C, ego, self. She had no self in there. E, words, wet, moist tissues, diaphragm. None of her self stuff was in there, but a lot of A, management, eyes. So you put what's not there together with what is there, and you come out with a picture of who's telling the truth. And Janet Napolitano was not. If she wanted to herd us into a cattle crossing or whatever to get us shot up with vaccines, we could say, Janet Napolitano, we looked at your vocal print and you're not telling the truth. Fess up, girl. Who told you to tell us this? This is a powerful tool when you learn how to use it. You have to look at what colors are there, how big these columns are, how small or even missing these columns are, and there's zeros up here when it's missing. So you can look at that note of C, and if it's very, very tall, way up at the top, too high, this is a score of 80. 42 is about normal because we use 500 hits, and the first breath you take, the computer will cut you off right around 500. 20 is too low, and we can run over you. You want to see if you can run over your husband on a certain topic? You can see it here. We have these sets of Sono cards, which are being revamped right now. There's some old ones out there, but we are recreating them so they look a little more perfect. And we can begin to see how much of this column is there. And we also want to look at what colors are there. Mixture of colors means multitasking. I think this is McCain, and they were asking him about war. And he got very blue, very emotional about war, but he probably thought it was necessary for the long term, because this green is usually action for the long term, plans for the long term. Now, we put all of this in a chart for you, and if you'd like a copy of this, you are welcome to it. Bottom here is gut level. Top is head level. It's really hard to be diagonal, to feel and think. You're all the time trying to outsmart yourself, trying to second-guess yourself. And this is the out front, in-your-face, social person. And this is the person who stays home. So you can see what kind of a person is going on, and we showed the compatibility program. Now, we have a member of our audience, and his name is Jeff, and he created this chart for you. Jeff, would you mind if we gave this away to people? He kind of put it all in one chart. It's sort of little to see.
That's fine. You can go ahead and do that. In fact, I have a Dropbox a link if people want to download it off my Dropbox.
Okay, and I think we put it in, you put it in one of the tutorials. Didn't you put this in the nano tutorials?
No, I put that one in the how to build those folders with the new format. So that's where that is. So it's not in the tutorials.
Okay, so here is what each note represents by physical and emotional, and the note. And this is the positive and negative of each action. And I cannot read that. So what does this say? A fireman and...
Or egocentric type.
Or egocentric type, okay. What does this say, Richard?
A philosopher or a manipulator type.
Okay, and the green?
Is a farmer or a con artist.
See if I can move it up. And the blue?
A minister or martyr.
I think once you get started, this is a very quick reference. But until you get started, you might want to use these because it is confusing. Even though Richard's been doing this for 4 years now, he still is amazed when I just look at this and know something. And to me, it's so obvious, and every bit of it is on this chart. We did a few with Richard about relationships, and I don't think he thought that it was all going to come out there and show up, but it did. So these are the set of Sona cards. It comes in a set of six. You can get full pages or half page. On the other side of C is F sharp. It's complement, and other side of C sharp is G. So if you want to order these and make hundreds of copies and pass them out to people, that's great and wonderful. I think all of these colors and relationships were known by the people who came before us. And I think we could look at this and see ancient astrology and how they matched people up for marriage. They took a note and then directly across 180 degrees and then made a cross out of that, and they looked at compatibilities and what they wanted out of the relationship. A submissive wife, a good homemaker, a good farmer. And you can look at these traits through astrology. They knew this eons ago. And we are just now rediscovering what this is. And I think Nano Voice is a big part of that. This is someone who we were going to do business with, and I talked to them and asked some questions, and I found out that they had a big hole in their chart. So whatever is going on down here is not connected to something up here. This is a fantasy layer, and I'm going to show you more of this as we go along. And this is a gut level. His gut level is not complete. From F, good perception, to management, is gone. So unless he's just a money man and he's not going to try to manage anything, this might be a good relationship. But look at this. 188 in C sharp. This tells you that this person wants it done their way. No ifs, ands, or buts. Do it his way or nothing. And up here in fantasy, 564 in D. He has the idea that what he's doing is helping humanity. but he's disconnected from it. So you don't go into business with this kind of person without questioning them on what are their ideas and how they want them carried out, fairness, trust, and truth, and what is their perception and ideas of management for a positive direction. This gives you the information of how to talk to people. Let's look at some true life ideas of how this happens. This is Jerry Sandusky, who's from Penn State and was accused of sexually abusing little boys in the locker room. And they came to us and they said, we want to know if he's a pedophile. We want to know if he's guilty. And we said, yes. Because he has this large gap here. Whoops, I wanted... Everything's moved out of place here. You can see at the bottom rung that this is a gut level reaction to him. He picks up here on the masculine level, but there is a cut. And the word that we looked at was horseplay. Every time he said that word, it just scattered his voice. So that was what was causing all of this to go down. This big gap said that he was not connected with this gut level, that it was up in fantasy. What we got out of this was he thought it was perfectly okay to have sex with women, that sexual intercourse was something that you do with your wife to produce children, and that this anal sexual play, as he considered it, was okay. That showed us that it was probably done to him, and he probably thought that he was creating some kind of camaraderie, or that's what he tried to convince himself. But when this middle is missing, and there's no connection between all of the pieces, then he's fooling himself, and it's underneath there that he knows he's fooling himself.
Sherry has her Tuesday.
Hello, Andrew.
Oh, sorry.
I don't know how you can go ahead and talk to other people, maybe through chat or something. The other one that is a big one, and this is about vaccines, and it's Lisa Fayed and Bill Blaxel. Well, where did it disappear to? That was the Jerry Sandusky one. Ah, over here on my other monitor. This is on Fox News, I can't remember the show, but Lisa Fayed says that in California, everybody should be able to get shots at school who are 12 years old or older if they're girls, and 9 years old or older if they're boys, for cervical warts, for papilloma. Young boys don't even have a cervix. She says that this is fine, well, and good, even though kids have died from this. And oh, by the way, they're giving away prizes if you'll have these shots done, this Gardasil shot. And she's very articulate. And then here is Bill Blaxel, kind of a bumbling, stumbling kind of speaker. But let's look at their voice. All of these are available on our site, too. Okay, this is Lisa. Is this a balance chart? And she has intellectual emotions. That seems kind of far-fetched to me. Management through emotions and intellect. And there's martyrdom here. Now, you can see unbalance, and we talked about that, but look at this void. Gut level, male level, female level, one in A, management. Naivete, childlike, fantasy, other realities. This is all, most of it in fantasy. And we've got fantasy in words. I think somebody paid her to say this because she's not connected to what she's saying. And when you look at C-sharp and justice and it's 200 and something, then 300 and something that this is going to do somebody else some good, and then 400 and something under D-sharp, information broker for a fantasy reason. She's not connected to what she's saying. Don't go into business with somebody like this. When you look at Bill Blaxall, no wonder he's bumbling and stumbling. He is red, reactive all the way across. They probably just put him on the show at last minute. But look at how solid this man is at a gut level. He is a parent. He totally believes that if your child can die from this shot or even get sick, you should be informed. Yet the government of California permits this to go on. Who is the person you would follow here? The person with gut-level instincts about this? What's right for the universe? What's right for truth with a capital T? And we begin to look at some of the others of this. This is the meeting presentation. Now, this is another way to use the nano voice. Instead of taking a live recording here, you bring in a wave file of what they were talking about. 2 or 3 minutes is enough. If you take a whole half hour, it's going to take forever to input it. But you can see where they're coming from. They're coming from green. Long term, could this be a farmer? Could this be a con man? Well, there's a couple of giveaways. Number one, C and ego is blue, emotions. And when you go back and look at the numbers, the numeric view tells you how well they are integrated. The columnar view tells you their perspective. And this man is practically all in fantasy, in D. Maybe he's convinced himself that he's doing this for the good of other people. But it will be justice his way. If you go into business with this person, he will lead you by the nose or with a stick every step of the way. He'll threaten. He'll coerce. He'll manipulate for his own ego, his own good. His first response is green for a higher purpose. Let's plan all of this. And when you have this blue in ego, and when you have this gap, you've got a con artist. They're doing it for their own purpose. Now, some of you ask us to look at where they're coming from. Instinctual. In this case, what's the highest note? 52. Normal is 42. So, C sharp. Truth, justice, fairness at a gut level. So he thinks he knows best. Next up, 188 on a masculine level. For you astrology buffs, C sharp is like a Taurus personality. They want what they want on their own terms. And when it's this high above normal, twice normal, you've got a narcissist. somebody who wants it done their way for their purposes. But somewhere down here, he's convinced himself that it's good for the people. Big blank. And then he resides in fantasy. One of the things I was very surprised about, and we are going to continue the presidential debate analysis on Friday on Joyce Riley's Power Hour again. But Trump ends up in this childlike, naive octave. I never would have suspected that. I would have suspected fantasy or non-reality, but not childlike. So this is a pretty good dominating male, my way or the highway, bull in the china shop person who has a plan way out front that does not include G for the welfare of everyone concerned, for A, fair management, or good for the universe. That's the note of B, a love of the universe or a love of self, that minister or martyr. Let me see who this is. This is Gruber on Obamacare. He said, you people, you public people are so stupid that we had to lie to you to get you to vote for Obamacare and allow it to pass. Now, how is the difference here? Gut level, he wasn't doing it for his own purposes. He was doing it for male purposes, for whatever male qualities are, strength, power, potency. That's where most of his information lays. But here's where his is different from most people. There is a connection to almost everything in this chart. If you just go box to box, you can connect everything. This man is telling the truth. He's a bit scattered about the truth, but he's telling the truth from a male perspective and from a fantasy perspective. And you look up here, what does this say, 14 is that, or 140-something? What does this say, Richard, here on D?
It's too small and faint for me.
Can you see this?
Can somebody in chat tell us?
146, okay. Note of D, fantasy, but it looks like it's the highest number. It looks like three digits. So in his fantasy, he's doing it for other people. He's doing it for what he thinks is for the good of the people. I think that's wonderful. But at the same time, why would he agree that people are so stupid they need to be lied to? Look at this. I think this says 61. F sharp. How to take a plan and carry it into fruition for physical goodness or power. And over here we have 51 at D sharp. Information broker. If you get somebody like this where everything connects, he is telling the truth, but he's telling the truth in such a way that you are going to be manipulated. Do we have a volunteer? Everybody's going to be afraid of me now. Maybe we'll look in chat and see if there's any questions we need to look at. In the esoteric discipline known as Chinese face reading, fire is one of the five basic elements, earth, wood, water, and metal, and is often a feature found in actors and performers. Wow, so this really fits right along with Chinese face reading. And we just did it by frequency. Jeff has a question. Go ahead, Jeff.
Oh, with these boxes with numbers, Sherry, you've got the lowest box is -3, and that ties in with the octave, -3 red.
Yes.
Right? And then you have -2, then you have -1, 0, 1, and 2. But you only have four colors. You got red, yellow, green, and blue. How would the columnar chart look for this particular sample? Because they've got, you know, they got stuff in like more than four different rows of boxes. How does that look, I wonder? I mean, how does that translate?
We never imagined that. Let me find Gruber. We never imagined that people would be talking in more than 4 octaves. Okay?
Mm. Okay, but the software is showing 4 colors. So does it say, oh, well, even though it's an octave 1 or 2 or it's way up there, we're going to make it blue because it's obviously not red, right? It's not a -3. So does it kind of, does the columnar chart tie in directly to the chart with the numbers like this then? Even though
it's
not quite the same?
It only counts the first 4 octaves that come up.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I'm looking for Gruber now so we can look at his columnar view.
So let me, if I understand you correctly, let's say they have nothing in -3, but they start having stuff in -2. Would -2 then become the red because it's kind of like the lowest?
It's going to be 4 octaves that are right next to each other.
Oh, next to each other, okay. All right.
So a lot of the times you'll see 400 and 500. Obama up here in C sharp on one thing where you're looking had over 1,000 hits.
Okay. And that's not going to show up in the columnar. So that's why you go back to this one to kind of, and so I'm just thinking that tutorial that for NanoVoice doesn't have this dimension at all where you showed the male, female, instinctive, fantasy, childlike, whatever stuff. So we'll talk about that later.
You know, well, there is a beginning NanoVoice, and you can ask for a tiny nano manual, and it's just the basic. Then
that's in the links underneath the video. That's right. Okay, thanks for the answer.
And then we have advanced nano that shows you all the balance and what's going on. When you look at the nano voice, it has 4 or 5 paragraphs. When you look at, I have a picture of Gruber. Let me see if this is it. No, well, I'll put that up until I can find what I'm looking for. This is the guy that we're talking about that Obama said he didn't know when he really worked with him for ages. Okay, this is a June Blog Talk Radio. Let me see if I put his voice stuff in there if you want to look at these columnar views. So we try to do the invoice, which is the mother of nano voice, so that when you look at what's going on, you're going to get 4 or 5 pages of information. And I'm looking at the radio show that we did with Gruber, and there is no... Let me go look on my external hard drive. But I think that's important, that we look at all those. It would be every color. It would show as a multitasker. We could go grab this and put a wave in and look at it that way, or even listen to a wave. So let me hunt. See, I'm never prepared for all your guys' questions.
Well, Sherry, that's okay. I guess what I'm seeing, though, is you have 6 rows in the non-columnar view. You've got -3 to +2. And then in the columnar, you have those 4. So basically, it's kind of like the columnar view is kind of like a bird's eye, maybe. And then if you really want to drill in and see, wow, this is really coming up in a particular octave, that'll just give you more information. Would that be safe to say that a person who has nano voice, not N voice, can still enjoy the potential of the software?
Yes, because in the numeric view, you'll see all of the octaves, where in the columnar view, you're only seeing 2 things here. You're seeing emotional management, emotional good for the people, with a lot of intellect. And the intellect comes from words that are pretty normal. No ego, so it's not his words. No justice, so it's not his form of justice. Until you begin to look at the columnar view, well, there isn't any ego and justice there either. But this registers all 6 columns, where the columnar view only registers the 4. And we just have to rewrite the program and put some other colors in there it just never, ever occurred to us that people are going to speak all over the place and, you know, you can't hear it in their voice, so we never thought we would find it. This is posted on our website under political. Another way to look at, oh, it's 7 o'clock. I want to show something really quick. Another way to look at somebody's perspective and how to speak to them. You go to the little W here on the file, and wow, who do we want to talk with? Charlie Chaplin. I was surprised at this one. So you look at the whole wave, and Charlie Chaplin mostly is coming from an emotional perspective. And you see that acted out in his body. But when I watch him act, I don't feel the emotion. I see the actions of emotion, but I don't see emotions. And A sharp is spirituality. So you can see somebody's perspective. So if this was a teacher and I wanted to get an A, I would write a paper about emotions or changing emotions, spiritual emotions, in a positive way. So you can just manipulate people right out of their shoes with this, but you can watch also how they are attempting to manipulate you. This was a great class. I think we need to put it up on YouTube for people to see how they're being manipulated. Any last thoughts, Richard?
I would jump back to Charlie Chaplin just for a moment because I've watched most of his films, and I would say that the demonstration in his body languaging and the way his body performed was very emotional, but in his facial expression, he didn't use his face very much. He was more of a setting and a physical performer. And I think he conveyed his emotion that way because he didn't, you know, speak. Many of his films were silent. Most.
Yes. But this was when he was talking about the war, so that may be the topic, too.
Yeah.
About how useless war was and why people can't get along.
Yeah, he was very strong, had a very strong opinion about war. So once again, I would, for me, wrap by saying, once again, this is a free program that blows my mind every time I watch Sherry use it. Amazing, the kind of information. And you didn't really even get into looking at the reports. That'll have to be a short part two where people actually see that there are reports generated as well.
And speaking of blowing your mind, we have an upcoming class on maintenance and repair starting next Monday. And we are giving away the self-management auditory device, the lab model, for people who want to open their own centers and do this in a very professional way. We are giving that piece of equipment away to full-paying students, and it's $2,200. We only do this a couple of times a year. And as Richard says, this is my passion to bring this to the people. And that's the reason I want to help and support get you started in a bioacoustic consulting business. I think we need this, especially with the stuff coming up where they're trying to control medications and making them so expensive. Nobody can pay for them except to bow down to what they want, which is full vaccines, the whole gamut. And I just had a note from my sister said she just got a flu shot and she feels like she's been to hell and back for 10 days now. I watched my mother go through the same thing every time her doctor pushed her into a flu shot. She was sick for 2 weeks. That's crazy. Read what's in National Vaccine Information Center. The information is there from Barbara Lo Fisher. And we have a program that will help get rid of those toxic effects. We talked a little bit about this in our secret group, the Guardian Network, that you can join. Go to our site, soundhealthoptions.com. We taught people last week how to look for medication overdoses and a lot of things that we can't say in the public. So join us there, or join us for the five-day course next week. And I'm also being told that if you bring a full-paying student, you can come for half price. That's a pretty good deal. So thank you for being here. I've enjoyed it. I've run over time again. I'm not sorry. We had a good time. See you later.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.